A few words must suffice here, but they will be enough to show that many of the Gentile instruments who figure as leaders are really the dupes of Jewish capitalism. Let us first examine Marx's formation and his outlook on life. Karl Marx was the grandson of a Jewish rabbin of Cologne. As a young man, he entered the society founded by Gantz, Zuntz, and Moses Moser, and known as the Jewish Union for Civilization and Science. The directing idea of this union was that the Jewish nation, and not a member of that nation, was to be the Messiah, who should conquer the world and subject all nations to itself. Here is how one of Karl Marx's neo-messianic correspondents formulated this thesis. Quote, "The Jewish people, taken collectively, shall be its own Messiah. Their rule over the universe shall be obtained by welding together the other races, thanks to the suppression of frontiers and monarchies, which form the bulwark of national particularities. Thus shall be established a universal republic. In this new organization of humanity, the sons of Israel, now scattered over the whole surface of the globe, all belonging to the same race and molded by the same traditional formation, without, however, forming a separate nationality, shall everywhere become the ruling element without opposition. This will be particularly easy if they succeed in imposing on the masses of the working classes the guidance of some of their number. The governments of the nations forming the universal or world republic shall all thus pass, without any effort, into Jewish hands, thanks to the victory of the proletariat. Private property can then be suppressed by the Jewish rulers, who will be everywhere in charge of public affairs. Thus shall the promise of the Talmud be realized, that when the Messianic epoch will have arrived, the Jews shall have control of the wealth of the nations." End of quote. Karl Marx combined these theories with the pantheistic philosophy of Hegel. For Hegel, there is no objective personal God, as we Catholics and all sane thinkers know and believe. God is only human thought evolving or becoming. Thought is absolute sovereign of the world in the threefold state: passive, when it is interior; active, when it finds a point of contact in the external world; free, when it triumphs in social organization, law, philosophy, art, and religion. All morality flows from the progressive and irresistible evolution of thought. God evolves or becomes, thus indefinitely progressing with the universe and with humanity. This awful pantheism swept away any traces of Jewish deism, which Marx still retained, and left him only his pride in his race and the certitude that the sovereign thought, which was destined to rule the world and enable it to progress indefinitely, was indeed that of his race. Marx, in contradiction with Hegel, but in accord with the materialism of Feuerbach, held that spirit and thought have evolved out of matter, which is, needless to say, one of the many glaring absurdities in his system. The degree of mastery by thought over the forces of nature, that is, the stage of development of the production of wealth, determines the perfection of a civilization. The proletariat class, which produces the material goods on which human society lives, is a messianic class destined by its rule to bring about a new era for the world. This messianic vocation of the proletariat, according to Marx, found an answering echo in the messianic expectations of the Russian people. For both the proletariat in general and the Russian people in particular are only means for the realization of the messianic dreams of Marx's own people. Masters of production through finance, they will shape the destinies of the world god, or collectivity god. Marxism, then, is derived from Feuerbach from the point of view of its materialism and its criticism of idealism or subjectivism, particularly of the subjectivism of Hegel, but from the point of view of its method, it is derived from Hegelian dialectics.